software industry is really one of the only organizations where you can knowingly build a defective product and push it out to a potential buyer, and the buyer assumes all the risk. And that's why we're into a cycle where you're constantly patching all the time. What we've done is we've stood up a function that's a software assurance function that really starts off the first phase of it is really education. It's about educating our software developers, particularly around web applications, on how to design secure web applications. I think you'll see across the government and nationally, one of the common attack vectors is through web applications. So the idea is that we would stand up the beginning of an education program that teaches software developers how to look for and design secure applications, design out of them common vulnerabilities that are consistently exploited. And next year, in FY11, we'll start moving to tools that help us protect web applications that are already out there that are vulnerable, because you can't go back and fix them all. So you have to find out a way to how do you protect those applications, the legacy applications that are out there, using particular tools. So that's the second phase of it. The key part's phase one with education. Second phase is going out and protecting applications that are already out there.
Is this Software Assurance Council run by you, the CISO? And it sounds like it's also mainly for internal software development versus external, or contractors part of it as well?
Rather than a council or something like that, it's really just another function or activity under my organization, the IT Security Division at NASA. And it's largely dealing with any homegrown products and also any new products that come in. We're starting to work with NASA has a verification validation software group out of West Virginia that work on a lot of things like flight software and things of that nature. And we're articulating to them common vulnerabilities on the cyber side that they need to be aware of. So when they get COTS products, they do the same thing. They tear COTS products apart because you had to have high assurances for when you're dealing with something that's flying people or a multi-billion dollar satellite. So we're working with them on really on learning about their process and teaching them about the cyber aspects of things, of what they need to be aware of when they're dealing with the software applications.
How much software do you guys develop? I mean, because so much of yours is government-owned, contractor-operated. A lot of the development is outsourced to vendors that work for NASA. So are you 30%? Can you give us a number, 50%?
You know, I don't have a good set of metrics on how much we develop. We do a lot of development, though. We know that. I think part of the software assurance function that we're standing up, part of that is identifying, you know, what our footprint is in that development area. Because before you can educate the people, you got to find out who they are and where they are and where they're doing all this development. That's across NASA. So that's one of the calls that we have going out to the centers is who are your developers and want to develop. So we don't have a good handle of those numbers today, but I suspect in the next 6 to 8 months we'll have a very good handle on what we're doing internally.
What's going to be the first deliverable? Is it a guidance? Is it a policy? Is it just training courses?
The first deliverables is a set of guidance and the training courses, the education. Again, especially around web applications, NASA's footprint is about 4,000 or so web applications externally facing and about 4,000 internally facing. So we want to do that education of it first, and also write up in parallel, write up what are the things that they need to be aware of when they're designing web applications. So it's a two-prong attack, the first stage.
Timing-wise, I know you mentioned FY11 for existing web applications. Should we expect something later this year, this summer? What time for that first set of kind of deliverables around either guidance or training?
Thinking about the timeline that I have in my head, I believe that it is no later than the end of the calendar year to have the education, actually the courses developed and done, and where we actually are start to propagate it out to the various centers, along with the data call of where are your developers and who are your developers. Here's some courses we'd like them to take a look at and to be a part of. So you're talking 6 months where I think we'll probably see the first real deliverables coming out. And it could be a little bit sooner than that, but you know, I believe the timeline is around December is the timeline I put out for folks.
One of the things you mentioned was NASA Goddard is standing up an instance of the Nebula Cloud. From a security standpoint, do you have concerns, and any more concerns than you did when Ames set up the Nebula Cloud? And what kind of lessons learned are you bringing from Ames's work to Goddard now?
You know, my concern is no different. The good thing is that it's the same team. So it's the same team from Ames that's helping Goddard stand up their instance. So basically, Ames served as a template, and they're replicating that template out to Goddard. The security team that's there is very good. good. They're working on some higher level, national level task force on security in the cloud. I'm pretty confident in the team that we have out there. So my concerns are starting to dwindle, but there's always a little bit of consternation about just cloud activity. And the good thing is that it's a private cloud, so that gives me a lot of assurances. You start to get a little nervous when you start stepping out into the public cloud because you don't really know at this time what are they doing on the security front to secure data that you may put out there. So my concern, well, you'll see the hair standing on the back of the neck when agencies start to move out into the public clouds.
I imagine NASA's not quite there yet.
No, we're not there yet. We're still, you know, we said, hey, let's do the old crawl, walk, run, and start internally with the private side of it. And actually, you know, we're kind of, I think, being somewhat of a leadership role, working with a couple other agencies, again, on that security side. And I think the security activity I'm doing will eventually translate out into the public side of the environment, cloud environment.